This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to The Kylo Show, and I'm your host, Danny Silk.
And I'm Brittany Serple. The Kylo Show is a podcast where we talk about how to keep your love on no matter what, and why whole healthy families are going to save the world. And it starts right now. Hello, and welcome to The Kylo Show.
We are here live. So exciting. I love this stuff. I do.
You do. You're excited every single time.
I know. I am.
We're live.
It's a good sign. I'm still excited.
We really are loving all the questions that have been coming in. Yeah. And so we are going to jump right into the question and then we'll talk about it.
Boom.
All right, Michael. Can you hear us okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
I think so.
Yep. So we're doing better.
Yep. Thanks for joining us. Like I said before, on the Kylo Show, it's great to have you. Let's dive into the question that you have for us.
Yeah. So basically, with our middle daughter, we've got children that are 13, 11, and turning 10 tomorrow, actually.
Fun.
And our middle daughter, she's a sweet kid, but at times she gets really pitted in, defiant. She's eye rolling. She's glaring, and she really can't see it or doesn't understand it. So when you try to talk to her about it, she just digs her heels in on whatever the issue at hand might be. And it's hard to even talk to her. There's times where I'll just say, like, you know, you can parent yourself, and I'll walk out of the room because I just don't even know what to do. But yet, you know, she's a really sweet kid. And if I say something after we're maybe processed or done getting through whatever it was, I'll say, like, you really have a wonderful heart underneath there. And then she'll start crying. She's like, well, what do you mean underneath there? Like, you know, she just doesn't see this crusty exterior that she puts on. And she's like super competitive with her younger sister. It's kind of tough because we homeschool, and to make it simple, we bumped up our youngest 2 years so that they could work together. So the youngest kind of is quite smart, and they're doing the same grade level. So she gets ultra competitive with her sister, but like, she's just a lot of black and white thinking. Like, for example, the one example that comes to mind recently is like, her older brother has a phone and he'll let the others use it at times to play a game. And Lily, the middle one, she has a Bluetooth speaker. And so she'll let everyone use her speaker. But then the one time that maybe her brother might say, you know, I don't want you to use my phone right now, she'll just blow up and say, like, you're the worst brother ever. I hate you. I wish you weren't even my brother. And you never let me use your phone, and you can never use my speaker again. And she just like has this over the top reaction a lot of the times, and when you try to talk to her about it, she just does not see it. She'll dig her heels in and is just like defiant about it, to the point where you kind of throw your arms up and it's like, I don't even know what to do because it's so obvious to everyone else. And her siblings were even saying, like, you know, she's got such a big blind spot, she can't see what she's really like. And so my wife and I are just having a hard time trying to figure out how to parent her. So I guess that's kind of in a nutshell my question. And looking for some help.
Yeah. Can I ask some follow-up questions with that?
Yep.
So what does it look like when she blows up like that at her siblings or at you and your wife? Like, what's the consequence for her disrespect that she brings in? Like, what happens after that?
Yeah, so we might say something like, you know, I don't want to have this disrespectful conversation. So when you're ready to be respectful, we can try again. Or maybe I might try to help point out, like, you know, or ask questions like, well, what's going on? Like, why are you seeing it this way? And maybe give her a couple of perspectives on, you know, another way of seeing things. But there's really no room to negotiate at that point. So oftentimes we'll end the conversation. And surprisingly, when we come back again to her, she'll be pleasant as could be. Like, she doesn't hold a grudge. But yeah, usually it'll be like an ending of the conversation if it's disrespectful would be the main thing, I guess.
Okay. So if you know, you try and point out kind of the experience that people are having, are you asking any questions in there like, how do you think your brother is experiencing you when you yell that at him?
Yeah, we do most of that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, we'll ask what do you think these guys might be feeling when you talk way, or do you realize what your tone of voice might sound like to them? Or I almost want to video so she can see, because she really doesn't think that she is the way she comes across. But sure. So we've asked those kind of questions about how the others might feel or think hearing her talk to them like that. We've expressed our challenges with, like, you know, I feel really disrespected when you it's like you're the parent and I'm the child the way you talk to me sometimes, and I feel really hurt and disrespected with that. And
what about,
and you know, she'll get it after a while. But
sure, what about the question, what are you gonna do to protect the relationships in this house?
You know, that's a good one. I don't know that we'd use that one.
Because that's where, you know, it sounds like you're doing a great job trying to help her see she's got a problem. I think the missing piece is the owner of the problem, which would be her. She's the owner of the disrespect. She's the owner of the violating everyone's environment with her extreme black and white or injustice that might happen. And there's probably some beauty in that. And as she grows, it could be used for some mighty powerful things. But if she doesn't grow in it, she just becomes this scary person in a room that doesn't realize that there are consequences to relationships when I don't own the disrespect that I bring to them. So
yeah, that's
I just think about your job, I think of as the parent, because I have a middle one that is very black and white thinking. Her name is Addie. And younger version of Addie, she's a little older now, she got to bring, we called it the Winosaurus. She would just infuse the room with either her happy or her mad or her sad. And anything other than happy was unpleasant to be around. And then she would punish everybody. And it was our job to hold her accountable to, hey, you don't get to treat everybody like this. You can have those big feelings, you can be frustrated, but you don't get to treat everyone disrespectfully and it be okay. So what are you going to do to repair the disconnect that you caused with me, with your brother, with your sister? And then it would follow up with, feel free to watch TV, feel free to listen to music, feel free to whatever, as soon as you fix this disconnect. Because a disconnect is the largest problem that we have in our house, always. And I want to make sure that the rightful owner is owning that problem. That's kind of our role, especially, you know, she's not six, she's 11. She is totally able to understand and own this problem. She might need some coaching, but she also needs to know that there's a consequence if she behaves this way. And I don't know that she is experiencing the consequence that it's a problem that she's treating everyone this disrespectfully. Does that make sense?
It does. And yeah, like looking at it, I would think that it's accurate. Like, she probably doesn't get a lot of consequence for it. We try to talk her through it, but to actually get her to accept responsibility, which is difficult because she doesn't see. Or maybe she does and she's not letting on, but she acts like she has no clue that she's doing.
Yeah, and I would just add to this that it's not important that she sees
it's less that she sees it. It seems like you're trying to get her to agree with it, and she just doesn't agree with it. So there's the power struggle. So I would just simply say, I feel disrespected and hurt and disconnected. What are you going to do? You know, now she doesn't have to agree with that. She just has to realize, oh, that problem I have to solve. I have to solve that. My parents feel disconnected from me. I have to solve that my brother feels disconnected from me. I have to solve that my sister feels disconnected from me. And if I don't, then I don't have the Wi-Fi code. I don't have the access to this or that or the other thing. I have created a consequence for myself because other people experience me in such a way. So she doesn't have to agree with it. She just has to be ready to own it and then go to work to solve it.
We may have lost Michael, but...
Sorry, yeah, I'm back.
Awesome.
There you go. Did you hear any of that, Michael?
I did, in terms of like getting her to... like that we express how we're feeling, not what she's going to do about that.
Right. You don't need her agreement. She just needs the information, which is, I feel hurt and I feel disconnected, and I'm afraid of the damage that you're creating when you act like this. What are you going to do to clean up this mess and to protect us going forward? Now, she's just been handed her problem. She didn't have to agree with it. It's just sitting in her lap. It's like when you get a notice from the bank that says, here is what's happened to your account because of your behavior. You don't have to agree with it. You just now have a problem to sort out with your bank.
Yeah, and that's actually much more simple than what we've been trying to do to help her to see it. But just handing it, probably a lot easier.
Right, right. And I would change the word see it to agree with it, because
right.
She feels so powerful disagreeing with you. Mm-hmm. So I'd step right out of that power struggle, and I wouldn't set it up to need an agreement. I would set it up as ownership of a problem, and you have the keys to free her from the consequence. Mm-hmm. You know, once she gives you what you need, then you can give her what she wants. And what you need is great respect for her brothers and sister, her brother, sister, and you guys. You need great respect for that connection. Once she gives you that, then you can give her what she wants, which is, you know, freedom to go this, that, and other place, or be online or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the consequence will be making her wait for things that she would like to do until she cleans that mess up in real time.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, you just figure out what it is that feels right, and you know, which is whether it's her devices or she wants to go to a friend's house. Hey, feel free to go to your friend's house as soon as you figure out what you're going to do with that big disconnect between you and mom, between you and your brother. Hey, I'm sure your brother's more than welcome to share his phone with you, but I'm pretty sure he feels disconnected from you in the way that you're talking to him. And I don't know why he would have to share that phone with you until you figure out how you're going to restore that relationship. And the other thing you want to make sure is that she's not just going, sorry. Because that's not repentance, you know? And so you might have to coach your other kids in,
do you
what
believe
is it
her?
That you need? You know, how, what did you experience from your sister? Does that feel like she's sorry? How do you feel safe in this? I mean, you're trying to help them feel powerful to set that same boundary with her, which is, you just saying sorry doesn't mean that I believe you. I need to feel cared for. I need to feel respected. I need to feel like you're not going to say really hurtful things to me if I say no to letting you use something that's mine. So it's just it's a bit of a journey, but it's giving her the opportunity to own her problem. And then it sounds like you guys are a pretty connected family, and I bet it would just increase the connection in your family is that she gets to manage the problem that everyone's experiencing, which is her disrespect.
And it's a great lesson for an 11-year-old. Self-control is a great lesson because she's headed into adolescence when there'll be lots more to control. So, you know, this is a great time for her to learn to manage those big feels and not getting her way. Because at this point, everyone's afraid of being punished by her when they don't yield. So the son and the other daughter are being trained to be manipulated by upset people. So they are also going to have to learn how to tell the truth, set a limit, confront, and feel powerful around an upset person.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I would just, I would rehearse this with your spouse, especially if you're on the front lines together. Most parents are, you know what's going to happen. It's not new, you know, it's pretty consistent. So what's the plan moving forward? And walk away from being the lecturer, to the empower of owning the problem.
Perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Great question.
Great
Michael.
Question, Michael.
Can I tell you one quick funny story about her? So as a consequence, once recently when her brother and her were arguing, asked them to each like write me an essay on what they were going to do to change their behavior and you know, take some steps forward. So my son wrote the eloquent, beautiful, like exactly what you'd want to hear. And she wrote a full page on justifying why she was writing her act.
Like I said, you have
She's a lawyer. Yeah.
You have a powerful young woman on your hands, and she just needs some great guidance. So I would lean into that and go, how do we make this and steward it for good? You know?
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah. And be ready for a standoff, because she may just say, I'll go on a Wi-Fi fast. I won't clean up my mess. You can't make me. You're like, I'm not going to help. I'm not going to make you. I just take your time, sweetie. Take as long as you need. Don't try to force her into anything, because this girl is willing to sacrifice her own life to win a power struggle.
Yeah, she really digs her heels in. When she is praying for someone, she'll dig her heels in, and she's a little prayer warrior too. So there is that positive aspect to it. But she will sacrifice a lot to stay on her side of the fence.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, you guys.
Great question.
Bless you. Thank
God
you
bless.
So much.
Enjoy your trip.
See you later.
Bye.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, the joys of parenting.
I know.
And those power struggles.
World changers. Raising world changers.
It's a good thing that I was never that stubborn.
I know. It's a good thing. We never had to get good at this stuff. You know,
I didn't give you anything easy. To do. Yeah. I was so cake. I was easy peasy. Yeah. I think that's how it mom says it. I came out and I was just an angel. Isn't that normally how she describes that?
Yeah. Telling her what's up, I think, is what she says.
That's close to the same.
Yeah.
You know, Michael's walking through consequences piece and knowing which consequence is correct and appropriate. I often refer to what we control as parents is permission, opportunity, and resources. And so everything that I'm trying to put in as a valid consequence, you know, where does it stand? Does it fall in one of those categories, if you will? I'm not a big component on, you know, essays, maybe because I don't really like essays. But I think that for me, when I think about the consequences, I want it to feel impactful. So if my child is being incredibly disrespectful to their sibling, the consequence I want them to experience is, you know, almost you can't treat people like this. You can't be okay with being so disrespectful and expecting that to be acceptable in any relationship. So I love when there's opportunities of like birthday parties or different events where they go and hang out with their friends and I get to put in front of them their relationship with their sibling. Hey, I would love for you to have a great time at that birthday party. As soon as you figure out what you're going to do with how you handle the situation with your brother, because mm-hmm. that was super painful to watch. Mm-hmm. It was super painful to see the way you were treating him. And I don't know what you're going to do, but you can go to that birthday party as soon as you've cleaned that up.
And it's not just a sorry to your brother, because he might let you off, but then you got to come and talk to me.
Totally.
Because I was really scared for my son mm-hmm. watching him be treated like that. And what? So now you got to convince Mama Bear, not just Baby Bear.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. And you know the consistency of you know even how you helped him see that they're searching for agreement. Mm-hmm. And I especially as kids get older, that's a trap a lot of parents fall into is I'm trying to lecture you and educate you as to why this behavior is unacceptable, but we're not actually able to do that because I've got the goal of agree with me that you're wrong. And mm-hmm. if you've got anyone like that little one, she sounds like, again, she could be a lawyer. I don't know, someday yeah. world changer, no doubt, which beautiful qualities. We need some real leadership to step up and be not afraid to walk out that exhausting journey because mm-hmm. she's going to need it.
Yeah. And it's the poison of self-justification. So parents have it sometimes, the kids get it sometimes. You know, it's usually a dominant personality in our mm-hmm. environment that has the tool of self-justification, which means basically there's a perfectly good reason why I hurt you. Mm-hmm. There's a perfectly good reason why I was disrespectful to you.
Yeah.
There's a perfectly good reason that I invalidated you. No, there isn't. There's no perfectly good reason for you to hurt, disrespect, or invalidate mm-hmm. anybody in this family because it all leads to a disconnect. And there is zero perfectly good reason why you created a disconnect in our family. Yeah. And that has to be the standard that we move forward with, and everyone's accountable to that. Otherwise, if I can build a great case, you have no chance of getting respect, connection, or value from me.
Right. Yeah. It's real. It's real. And keep doing a good job, Michael. I mean, I think I would fight for parenting and for being the leader in your home. That's what these kids need.
Speaking of value, I heard they can get 15% off.
We are going to our ad. If you didn't catch that segue, okay. we're going to our sponsors right now, which is Pro Life Coffee Roasters.
Yep.
And you get 15% off.
ProLifeCoffeeRoasters.com/Kylo. And you get 15% off of some of the best coffee I can remember drinking in a very long time. I'm still smelling this cup. It's just like, it smells so good. It tastes so good.
I can vouch that he is very giddy about this coffee. They're not only going after what we love, which is pro-family, pro-life, and giving proceeds towards that off of whatever they sell from this, but they are also doing an excellent job at the quality in who they're working with, their business model, and honoring the people in Ethiopia that they're trying to do an excellent job from We said bean to brew.
Bean to the brew. I mean, they are with the farmers, and they don't have a middleman that they're buying from. So the quality they know personally moves from the field all the way to the coffee maker.
Mm-hmm. It's excellent stuff. So again, prolifecoffeeroasters.com/Kylo and get your 15% off. And until then, we should do another question.
Okay. Batter up.
All right. Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Kylo Show.
Yes, I'm honored to be here.
Well, I heard that you've got a great question for us, so we would love to jump in and see how we can help you.
Yes. So I'll give you a little bit of backstory. I used to be an authoritative parent. Since the destruction of my marriage, I've been able to focus on becoming a better mom. I think my kids understand what disrespectful behavior is, but they just get caught up in their emotions and then they don't care about anything. Hmm. I do give them consequences when they lose control of themselves and make a mess, but they seem to just continue to repeat that disrespectful cycle. It seems to get better, but then it comes kind of in waves. I have seen remarkable progress in my 12 and 14 over the past year, and it has been a very slow turnaround, but we've made great progress. But my 7-year-old is currently really struggling. So he's too big and wild for me to wrestle him up and carry to his room. So how do I handle this out of control 7-year-old who is willing to call me swear words, tell me no, scream at siblings, refuse to go to his room when I tell him, oh, this is no fun. And he just, what do I do with that?
Yeah. I mean, it actually reminds me of a story of a single mom that we worked with. I don't know if you read my book, Imperfect Parenting, but I tell a story in there about a single mom and recruiting Ben and I as help because she had a son that was out of control and didn't know what to do because he was too big to pick up to put in front of room. And she didn't have, you know, a man in the house, and she was just trying to figure out how to manage herself and his chaos at the same time. So we became, well, we in the love and logic world refer to as the world's worst babysitter, in that there's no fun to be around. Like, we're just in the sense of we're not there to entertain and play games and have a good old time. We're there because you are no fun and you needed somebody else to babysit you. So if first question would be, do you have somebody in the community, a church that could be this for you, that you could pull on?
I'm new, kind of fairly new to the area. So we've been here just over 3 years, but with the blow up of my marriage, it's been kind of a disaster. But I actually made a phone call yesterday to an older grandma type lady who can really lay the law down. And I asked her if my kids could serve some hassle time at her house. So I'm wanting to get that.
Love it.
And I would keep
chasing after that, because that's exactly what happened with this young boy. Is he came over to our house because he was out of control and he pulled weeds until he could come up with a plan of how he was going to be fun to be around and why his mother would be a genius for letting him back in the house. And we were prepared to have him for the night. You know, we weren't intimidated by this. Again, we're a little bit more experienced as far how to boundaries and different things with him. But he spent the entire day pulling weeds, doing yard work at our house. And, you know, he cried. He was somewhere right around, I want to say like 9 to 10, somewhere in there when we had him. And I think the ability to own the problem, not be with his mom. So he didn't get away with acting crazy like, and he wasn't going to pull that so much with us. And so he came up with a really great plan of why he should go back home and how he was going to protect his mom. And we only got to do one of those. Did you ever get in on that? I only got one of them with him. You did it for different, much different kids. So he's probably got some great stories. But
yeah,
this is, I just remember we only did this once. And he's like, those people, I don't ever want to go to their house ever again.
Yeah. And that's the trick. The trick is that it's not Aunt Molly's Disney World, you know, it's Grandma Gretchen, who's straight from Germany, that does not care if you are enjoying her. And, you know, there has to be this recognition that it is a privilege to be at home with my mom. Mm-hmm. It is a privilege to be around my mom. I have to bring my best to, and I have to want to control myself. So, I mean, there's that when it escalates to this place, then everybody piles in the van and we go to Gretchen's house, and then Gretchen comes out and, you know, if we have to scoop him out, we do, but you know, we drive off without him and Gretchen is there and she says, well, I guess it's just me and you, kid. You want to come in the house? I got some water. And he's like, so, you know, he's not going to give to Gretchen what he gave to you because he's not nearly as comfortable with her. He does not know if she would kill him if he did that to her, right? He does not know. He's not pushed her to that level. So he's not really sure what's going on. And that's for Gretchen to work out with him, and she will. The other thing, though, really is he is introducing unacceptable levels of disrespect and out-of-control behavior. So on the other side of that, just imagine if at 7 years old, he decided to poop his pants in front of you. He just poops his pants. You're like, oh my gosh, what a mess. You would not hose him off. You would not clean it up. You would go, dude, what are you going to do? Oh my gosh. And that's what you want to, begin to create responsibility for him so that after he pulls one of these disrespectful stunts, on the other side of it, he now has a huge mess to clean up. He has now got a mom who is hurt and is scared. He has siblings who feel disconnected and defensive of mom. He's got a big old mess to clean up. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? Well, it's not my fault. You said. Okay, well, you take your time. You take as long as you need. But I tell you what, we have some dinner for you as soon as you have your mess cleaned up. Take your time. And don't worry, because if you don't get your mess cleaned up tonight and you miss dinner, we'll have a big breakfast, okay? Don't worry. Now, what you've just done is you've taken all of the power struggle out of it, which is what he is eating for lunch, is you trying to make him do something. You're trying to make him be nice. You're trying to make him be respectful. You're trying to make him obey. Nope, not trying to do any of that anymore. I'm just in control of your resources, your permissions, and your opportunities. I'm in charge of those things going forward. I'm not in charge of your mouth or your feet or your attitude. So I won't try to control what I don't control. I'll only be controlling what I do control, which is your resources, my resources, the permissions I give, which is here's the access to the Wi-Fi and the other things that I bought you, and opportunities, which is here's a ride in my car to that place you wanted to go. Whatever it is, I control those things. I don't control your mouth, your attitude, or your feet. I don't control any of that. So you begin to focus on what you do control, and you stop trying to control what you don't control, and you win. you win the power struggle because you're just trying to control yourself. You're not trying to control a 7-year-old who's out of control of himself. Does that make sense?
On a good day, I can control myself when he is out of control.
Right. On a good day, you can tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. And so you stay focused on, wow, dude, that was something. That was something.
So I have a question. I've done that before, the scenario you described. And after I went to bed, he raided the pantry.
Yeah, they have these things called locks that you could buy. You know, I mean, if you're concerned at all about that, then that's what you do. You just say, you know, mm-hmm. I manage my food. It's not your food. It's mine. I bought it. If you'd like access to it, I just need you to take care of what's important to me, which is you clean up your mess with us. But if you can't get him to clean up his mess, then you can't get him to do his homework, and you can't get him to help around the house, and you can't get him to be respectful. So, you know, we knock down one dragon at a time, but the main one is that he is going to tend to the disconnects that he creates around him.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, recruiting your friend, coming up with a plan, and removing the power struggles, because that's where he feels super powerful, you know, and those are some winning combinations probably to work on. And you'll have little victories that lead to the next thing, but he needs to believe you, and there's not much believability that he's got right now because he's not found a consequence that feels weighty enough.
Yeah, he doesn't believe you're powerful enough to mm-hmm. set a limit with him.
Yeah. So.
So just control what you do control and don't control what you don't control mm-hmm. and set him up. And he'll, you know, he's 7, so he's got a lot of life to learn. He's got a lot of self-control to learn. He's got a lot of responsibility to learn. But I would start with that respect piece mm-hmm. and paying attention to the connection. Because, you know, if you unplug a lamp, the light goes out. Now, nobody's punishing the lamp. Nobody's punishing that light bulb. That's just how life works. So he's got to stay plugged into you for his Wi-Fi to work, for his video games to work, for his access to your resources to work. He's got to stay plugged into you. Mm-hmm. If he can unplug and then have access to all of that, there's zero reason for him to change.
It's a great question, Nicole. I think that's a lot of parents are facing this age, I think, because you can't pick them up. You can't walk them to their room. There's hassle time. And how do we create a culture of respect in our home and we all feel powerful and valued? And so you're redefining that, it sounds like, especially as you've walked through a really hard season. And it's, you know, you are on a new journey as well as your kids. And so I think finding a community to pull on for encouragement and strength, and those are going to be probably the best words of wisdom I could give you as you redefine what your family culture is and you protect that and hold that standard.
Yeah.
So, but
awesome.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for trusting us. For adding to your life with strength as best we can. And really do appreciate you coming on the Kylo Show.
Thanks, Nicole. Yeah. God bless you.
Yes, I love it. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Those power struggles are no joke, man.
Yeah, and that's just quite a swarm, you know, that she's living through. I mean, a divorce and all the dynamics that that introduces with three boys, like, woof.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear about her older ones.
That's what I was thinking.
Kind of adjusting and...
Totally.
And, you know, getting on the same team together. But the little guy, he's, you know...
He's the baby of the family.
Yeah.
And, he's probably gone undetected for a little while and, you know... And they've reconnected and reestablished some culture, and that he's still trying to keep that old culture potentially.
And well, he's behaving his feelings.
Totally.
You know, so there's some upset there, and there's some misunderstanding and some confusion.
I'm scared, all this stuff.
Ouchie, mm-hmm. Lots of stuff. So if mama can just get through all that and get connected and... You know, and at this point, I mean, his lesson really is about managing himself and cleaning up his messes.
Mm-hmm. I keep picturing that she's kind of in this corral with a bunch of, wild bulls, and she's at this roadie, and she's got her lasso is connection. Like, she is chasing down these kids to stay connected in this wild season that she's been running through.
Yeah. For sure.
And, I remember walking through that season with our friend that was a single mom. And I remember, I don't know who it was, but you were a social worker and foster kids. And I remember some random kids showing up at our house. I don't know who they are. I remember one kid more than others that came pretty regularly, and we weren't allowed to hang out and play, even though they were a kid and looked like fun. No, don't talk to them because they are being no fun. Yep. So I'm going to go over here and pretend like they're not there. Even though I want to ask questions, why are you here? What did you do?
Sorting it out.
Yeah.
Sorting it out.
But I mean, I've worked with a few single moms, and we've had a few in our Kylo University, and I just did a group coaching with a couple moms, and one of them was a single mom. She was just talking about the hard... swallow of, you know, our call, whole healthy families are going to save the world. And I just challenged her. I'm like, this is your family right now. And if you get remarried and there's a dad that, you know, stepdad that comes in, and you get to redefine it again. But right now you are the whole unhealthiest version of family in this season, and your community, and to not take the belief that you have to do it by yourself, that you don't get to ask for help. You got to chase all those lies away so that you can show up for your kids in the best way as possible. Because you're a man down, literally.
Yeah.
And you've got to be willing to ask for help. So.
Totally.
It's a good question. I love parenting questions come in.
Yep.
You know, they're all
good stuff.
Lots of fun.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to us on The Kylo Show. We are having a good time with all of our questions, and we are having fun drinking our great coffee, and we're having fun helping whole healthy families save the world.
Yep.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Kylo Show. To submit a question, go to thekyloshow.com. Never miss an episode by subscribing to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Loving on Purpose YouTube channel.
And don't forget, whole healthy families are going to save the world. See you next time.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.